Chapter 3. So I tell Dougie the story I was told again. My father brought us home, in shock, still not believing that he had three girls instead of one, and that his soon-to-be ex-wife wouldn't be coming along for the ride. "Good luck, Harlan," were the last words she said before climbing into the transport cab in her hospital gown and disappearing forever. My Nana, on the other hand, was giddy with delight as she swung open the screen door. "Oh, look at them! They're just like three buttons on a shirt. What are their names?"
"Names?"
"Names, Harlan, names!" She plucked the nearest one, I like to think it was me, from Dad's armpit and raised me up and looked me in the eyes. "Well?"
Listen, it's been a long...
"These children will not cross my threshold without names, Harlan James Maxwell Farris." The always ready twinkle sparked in Dad's eyes and he grinned.
"Okay, how about we do rock, paper, scissors?"
Nana didn't understand. Had somehow never heard of the game rock, paper, scissors in her entire 76-year-old life. Or, more likely, had forgotten decades ago. So she didn't understand that he meant to play the old game with her to determine who would pick each girl's name. Dad's got an idiotic sense of humor. Actually, they both do. They're quite a pair. Bouncing me around a bit, turning me this way and that, looking me over, Nana, instead of asking for a little clarity, just said, "Paper. This one looks like a paper."
"No, Mom, that's not what I meant. What I meant was rock.
That one under your left arm is rock. Looks solid. Solid as a three-week-old loaf of bread." She squinted at my last sister and let out a laugh. "And scissors. Oh, yes, this one's going to be sharp. You'll see, Harlan."
"No, Mom, no, that isn't how this works. You can't just..."
But Nana was already shooing Dad away and making a nest for the three of us right there in the middle of her double-wide trailer, flapping her bingo wings, making a fuss over every little peep and squeak and fart, and I imagine already planning the designs for the three custom-knit sweaters with our ridiculous new names emblazoned across the front. Dad technically won the argument, making sure that our actual real-life names, Becca, Robin, and Nance, were recorded on whatever semi-official birth documents they kept stuffed in an old drawer somewhere here in Phil City 1. But practically, it would make no difference, because from those first moments forward, Nana ruled the roost and took to calling us rock, paper, and scissors. And, well, when Nana gets an opinion in her head, it ceases being an opinion and becomes cold, hard fact.